We begin the current daf, Masechtas Tmur daf Lamed. Begin 5 lines down with the Tab of the Yomid. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was qualifying one of the categories mentioned in the opening Mishnah of our parak, Kol Yisurin, regarding different things that are forbidden to be brought as karbanos in the Mizbeach. And one of them was an Esnan Zayna, an animal that was given in exchange for the services of a harlot. That animal cannot be brought as a karban. Mishnah qualified what that is, and one of the cases was a Machlekes. The Mishnah said, Ho'im al Chaver, if someone tells his friend, look, Heiloch Tleza, Chulu, go ahead, take this lamb, and have your maidservant sleep with my slave. So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah if that is considered esnan zayin or not. On that is the Gemara, but v'shivcho le'evin mishrushari. What do you mean? A maidservant is permitted to have relations with the slave. Why do the Rabbanan say it's going to be considered esnan zayin? There is no Tana that makes a forbidden an esnan in relations that are permitted. Besides Rabbi Elazar's quote on the previous staff, he's the one that says, Apana abal panuya, if it's not a married relation, it's going to be considered a gift of a zayin, of esnan zayin. But everyone else holds not. So why would the Rabbanan say that that would be a case of esnan zayin? So Rav Huna, he actually says, Etzlo kama. The person that was telling his friend, let his maidservant sleep with, quote, his slave, he's actually referring to himself. He wanted to sleep with that man's slave woman. And he was giving the lamb as a gift for those services. Now, Hadik Tani Evan, this that he says, I want her to sleep with my slave, Lishna Ma'ayukama, it was a euphemism, which the slave was actually referring to his male member, which serves him in the Tash Mishamita. It says, let her sleep with my slave, but really was referring to himself. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then my time with the Rebbe. Then how do we understand Rebbe who said that it's going to be permitted? Well, I mean, that's a classic halacha of Esnan Zayna. So Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, he said, he gives a different interpretation. No, Lo'ilam Avdi, really was referring to his literally, my slave. V'chigitani, but what was this, what type of slave we're talking about? The Everett Ivri, by the Jewish slave. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then my time with Rabbanu, back to the question, then why did Rabbanu hold that that's Esnan Zayna, as if it was a forbidden relations, but Shivcha Le'evet Ivri Mishra Shari, a maidservant, a non-Jewish slave woman, is actually permitted to the Jewish slave. Because the Pasuk says, Mishnah Schar Sacher Avotcha, that the Jewish slave, you're sending him free, you got to give him gifts when he's leaving, because he did a work of someone that was hired to work for you, which is a double terminology to say, because he actually worked by day and by night, which is, by day he did real work, and at night he did work by giving more children to the through the maidservant for the master. So it's permitted for him to sleep with the slave woman. So back to the question, why is that considered quota Esnan Zayna? Says, Hakam Eskina, what are we talking about over here in the case of the Mishnah? We're talking about a Jewish slave going to Lesley Ishabana, who was single, didn't have a wife and kids. The Tanya learned in the Braisa that would make the difference if he's allowed to be with a Shifcha or not. The Braisa says, Ein lo isha banim, if the Jewish slave does not have a wife and kids, Ein rabbi moisel shifcha katanis, then his master is not allowed to give him a non-Jewish slave woman to sleep with, because the Pasuk says, in begapa yove begapa yetze, if he comes in alone, then he has to leave alone. He's not allowed to be given a non-Jewish slave woman to sleep with. Rebbe, who disagrees, who says it's not going to be Esnan, doesn't hold that logic, that drush, and he holds that no, even if he does not have a wife and children, but as the Pasuk says, as we're going to quote right now, the master is allowed to give him over Shifcha Kananas. So that was their machlekes regarding the Everett Ivri, that would make a difference then if that's considered Esnan Zayin or not. And the Braisa continues, but Yeshla Ishabanu, everyone agrees, if there's a wife and kids, Rabbi Moitzel Shifcha Kananas, then his master is allowed to give him a non-Jewish slave woman, even forcibly, because that's exerts a kasa, like it says in Shemais Chaval, in Baal Ishahu, if he's a man with a wife, it says afterwards, Imadon of Yitna Isha, if his master has given him a non-Jewish slave woman, then the children are not his, it goes to the master. That was the Machlekes in our Mishnah regarding the Eved Ivri, who does not have a wife and kids, if that gift that's being given for the Shifcha to sleep with his Eved Ivri, if that's considered Esnan Zayin or not. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the opening Mishnah, qualifying another one of the categories. What is this that we call the exchange of the dog, which is mentioned in the Torah, which is an abomination, cannot be brought to the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, which is one of those mentioned that we said is kol asurin, to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So it says the Mishnah, if someone tells his friend, Heilich tlezeh tachas kelev, and the gear says zeh. Here, take this lamb in place of this dog. He's exchanging, he's giving the person a lamb to get a dog in that place. So that lamb is considered an exchange of a dog. That's considered an abomination. That lamb cannot be brought as a carbon. V'chein, similarly, shnei shutfin shechalku, two partners who split up from the partnership, and they're splitting equally. Echad notel asar, one takes 10 lambs. The echad tishav v'kelev, the other one took 9 lambs, and his 10th one was a dog. So shekeneged hakelev asar, the one who was the opposite of the dogs, the one who got only lambs, all his lambs are forbidden to be sacrificed because they're the mechir of the kelim. They're the exchange of the dog. That guy got a dog, and in that place he got a lamb. That's mechir kelim. Now, but v'she'im ha'kelim mutter, the one who has the nine lambs with the dog, the one with the dog, his lambs are permitted because his lambs are not an exchange for the other person's dog. So therefore, actually, his lambs are permitted. Now, continues the Mishnah. Up until now, we spoke about Esnan Zayne and Mechir Kelev. Esnan Zayne is the payment for the wages for the services of the harlot. And Mechir Kelev is the lamb that's exchanged for the dog. Now the Mishnah says, Esnan HaKelev. If someone says, here, take this lamb and let your dog sleep by me. So it's having relations with the dog. And he's giving that lamb as payment for that. Or Mechir Zayne, which is, he actually says, here, take this lamb and give me your zayna. He acquires the maidservant with that lamb. So harei lumutar, and those lambs are permitted. And the reason is shenema shnayim, because the pasuk when it talks about the esnan zayna mechir kelev says two, b'lo arba, not four. So it's specifically esnan of a zayna, not esnan of a kelev, and mechir kelev, not mechir of a zayna. So too, valdeisehen, the children of the mechir and the esnan. That lamb that was exchanged, or that was for the services of the zayna, the child of that animal, mutarn, they're permitted, because it says in the pasuk, hein, they, which is v'loy v'al desein, but not the children of those lambs, those children, the offspring is permitted to be brought as a carbon. So the Gemara explains, in the b'raisa, mechir kelev, when it says in the Torah that a person should not bring a mechir kelev to the Beis HaMikdash, zeh chalifa kelev, that's something that's exchanged, a lamb that's exchanged for a dog. So too, you find the pasuk in Tehillim that says that mechir means a monetary exchange. It says timker amcha b'lahayin. Your nation has been sold without any profit. You didn't gain anything by exchanging them. So you see that's regarding a monetary exchange that mechir refers to, and therefore that's the interpretation that we're saying of mechir kelev. Which the Gemara asks, why? Eima esnan, the girsa is, as we see by Rashi, mamish. Say no, literally, when we're talking about mechir kelev means to say esnan kelev. It means having relations with the dog and paying for that relations with a lamb. Maybe that's what's forbidden with Mechir Kelev. Now, the Hagoyis Agro and Ois Beis brings that Rashi's Girsa actually was, Eime Esnan Mechir Kelev. Say that when it says in the Pasuk, Lisovi Esnan Zayinu Mechir Kelev, that Esnan's going on Kelev too. So by Kelev is actually forbidden Esnan and Mechir. And the reason why we would say that is Doha Umechir Kelev Ksiv. Whereas Rashi explains, since there's a vav by umechir, vav is always adding on to the first thing, and therefore maybe we would say regarding the dog that both the chalipin and the esnan by a dog are maybe both those are forbidden by the dog. So on that the Gemara answers, as our Girsa says, imkain, taking out the words lekara, if that's the case, nahavitlasa, then there would be three cases. But uksiv, gam shnehem, says, and also both of them, which tells us v'leish leisha. Not three, which would be Esnan Zayna, Esnan and Mechir Kelev. So obviously, you can't say that there's a besides the Mechir Kelev is Esnan Kelev, because that would be three, and the Torah says there's only two things that we're making prohibited. So Shigmar answers and asks, no, Mikar Minan Anan Esnan and Mechir, do you think we were trying to say that besides Esnan Zayna in the Pasuk, there's also Esnan and Mechir Kelev? No, Esnan Voloy Mechir coming. Our question was, how do you know that Mechir is going to be the exchange? Maybe it means, just like by Zayna, it means a reference of the paying for the wages for relations with the dog. Says the Gemara, okay, if that would be the case, then name a crow, the Pasuk should have said, Loisovi Esnan Zayna Bekelev. If Mechir, maybe you think, means to say, like for a dog, what it means by the Zayna, then it should have just said one terminology. Don't bring the Esnan Zayna Bekelev. Medechsev Esnan Zayna Umechir Kelev, it's a different terminology. Shema Mina, that obviously, like we said before, that Esnan Zayna is the services of the relations, and by the Kelev, it's the exchange of the dog for this animal that's being prohibited here in the Pasuk. Now the Mishnah said one of the cases is Hashutfin Shachalku, partners that they're dividing the flock, the animals that they have. So Echad Natal Chulu, one of them took 10, and one took 9, and the 10th one was a dog. So the one who has the 10 animals, not the one with the dog, all of them are prohibited because that's the exchange of the other one who got the dog. But the Gemara asks, wait, why are they all lasser? Nepik Chadu Lahadi Kabu. Yeah, remove one of the 10 lambs that correlate to the dog, which that's the mechir of the kelev. But v'hanach kula lishtru, let the other 9 be permitted, which correlate to the other one's 9 lambs, which is not an exchange for the dog. Let one animal be asked. Why are all 10 forbidden? It says Gemara Hachem Eiskin. What are we talking about here in the case of the Mishnah? Is kagoyin de tofi de me kelev michad minayu, is where the value of the dog is more than one of the lambs. Meaning, you don't have any one of those 10 lambs that's equal to the exact value of the dog. The dog's worth a little bit more. The height to fin of the kelim, and that little bit more that the dog is worth, shadi bekulu, is then going on all the other ones of the nine. Meaning, now you have that excess value of the dog that's now mixed among all the other nine lambs. So Rashi gives a case, for example, of, let's say, the ones that are opposite the dog, each one of those lambs is worth a dinar. So therefore that makes the value of all the 10 lambs 10 dinar. Now the one that has the dog with nine lambs with it, each one of those lambs are worth a dinar minus a ma'a. So therefore there's a value of those nine lambs is 9 dinar minus 9 ma'a. Now the dog was worth a dinar and 9 ma'a. So altogether 10 dinar. So therefore they equally split. But it comes out that the nine lambs that are opposite the one from the dog, it comes out those extra nine ma'a from the value of the dog is correlating to those, each one that has that ma'a value, correlating to this guy who has the nine lambs and the dog. And the tenth one is totally opposite the value of the dog. And therefore, it's spread across all those, and therefore all of them are considered mechir kelim. Or the Yerushalmi's version of the case would be, if let's say, each one of those that are opposite the dog, each one is worth four zuz, and a tenth, which he calls a half of a fifth, a tenth of a zuz, which, so for the total of all those 10, is 41 zuz. Now the one that has the dog with it, each one of the lambs are only worth 4 zuz, which makes for a total, 9 times 4 is 36 zuz. The dog itself was worth 5, which makes a total of 41. So it comes out that from the 9 of the 10 that are opposite, each one has a tenth of a zuz from the value of the dog, and the 10th one is totally opposite the dog, and therefore, again, the same idea, they're all mechir kelim, and therefore they're all asim. But you're right, if let's say the dog was equal to one lamb, and each lamb was equal to the other one, then only that one lamb would be asim, and the other nine would be permitted. Now the Mishnah said, esnan kelim, regarding the sleeping with the dog, or mechir zayin, or the exchange for the harlot, mutter, then that's permitted, chulu, that the Torah didn't make asim. On that theme, the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Miparazakil Ravashi, he asked him as a Getintim and Beis, he says, Menoha Milsudam Rabbanan, for where do you know this concept that the Rabbanan say, Ein Znus LeBehemus? There's no such thing as Znus, as an act of sexual immorality with animals, because that's what the Mishnah was saying. Although it's saying Esnan Zoyna is forbidden, but Esnan with a kelev, with a dog, with an animal, is permitted. Where do we know this idea from? So Amalei says, because Lo Nishmat Kra Lichtim, the Torah never went out of its way to write Esnan Zoyna BeKelev. It only wrote Esnan Zoyna. By kelev wrote mechir, and therefore we see that the halacha of esnan zayna does not apply to an animal. There's no concept of znus with animals, although that's forbidden, but that's not called zayna to be forbidden as an esnan zayna. It says Gemara Tanam Halacha similar in the Braisa. Menayin le esnan kelev or mechir zayna shematarim. Where do we know that the esnan of the kelev and the mechir of the zayna is permitted? Shnema, because it says in the pasuk beis two belay dalet and not four. So it's only the esnan zayna, but not the mechir zayna, and only mechir kelev and not the esnan kelev. And so to Valdei Sein Mutar, and their children are permitted, the offspring, Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Gam Shneim, also both of them, which is Haim saying them, Valdei Valdei Sein, and not their offspring. Which Rashi says essentially, this is the halacha of our Mishnah. So why do we quote this Braisa? It's because the Braisa says, where do we know it from it? It's a little bit more explicit than the halacha of our Mishnah, therefore it brings the Braisa, which Rashi says, but that seems to be an error because it's really not teaching us anything more than the Mishnah does, and therefore he says not to be gurus, this Braisa that we just quoted. The Gemara continues on the topic, Omar Rava, says, Vladhar Nirvas Asura, the offspring of an animal that was sodomized, that child is Asura, is forbidden to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And the reason for that is because he ovolda nirbo. The fetus is part of the animal. When the animal was sodomized, we consider the fetus as if it was also sodomized. So the fetus itself is also going to be forbidden as a Nirvas to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And so, Duvlad Noigachas Asura, the child of an animal that gored, which is also a case of forbidden as a carbon, if it gored a person, is asura, is going to be forbidden. Why? Because he will vlad anokri. When the animal gored, the fetus is part of that, the fetus also gored the person, and therefore is forbidden to be brought as a carbon on Mizbech. However, vlad muktza, the neved mutter, the child of an animal that was designated or worshipped as avodah zarah, that child is mutter, is permitted. My time, what's the reason? Because li'ime akze, only the mother was designated for avodah zarah. Li'ime palchala, they only worshipped the mother. Therefore, since the mother was the only thing that was either worshipped or designated, the child was not the one that was being worshipped, although it's part of it, and therefore, that child is going to be permitted to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbech. Ikadami, there's a different version that says, no, Vlad Muktzav Benevet Aser. No, the offspring of an animal designated or worshipped as a Vedasar is forbidden. My time, what's the reason? Because they prefer when the idol is a larger mass, and the fetus extends and expands the animal. So therefore, that was what was designated in worship, and therefore that is considered part of the Avodah Zarah that's forbidden. That related, the Gemara brings an Amar V'achtav Bar Ami Amar Rav. It says, Mekadosh, if someone engages a woman where he has to give her something of value, if he gives her in Kedushin, B'peresh Shor HaNiskel. Shor HaNiskel is forbidden to have benefit, but he gives her the waste matter from the ox that has to be stoned. So Mekadoshes, so that's worth something, and she's engaged. But beferish egli avodazar, but the waste matter of a calf of idolatry, ain't mukadeshes, then she's not engaged. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason for the difference of these two cases? So he says, ibay se mikra, if you want, you could say a pasik. Ibay se mikra, if you want, you could say based on logic. As the Gemara says, ibay se mikra, if you want, you could say based on logic. Nichle gab avodazar, and nefich, like we just said before, by idolatry, they prefer that the avodazar, that the idol is larger, and the waste matter expands that, therefore that's considered part of avodazar and forbidden. And you can't have benefit, and therefore you cannot be mikadesh ish with that. But regarding the ox that's being stoned, doesn't add anything. We don't care for that waste matter to extend the animal has to be stoned because it had committed a crime, and therefore it's not considered part of the animal, and therefore that's going to be permitted. Or you say makrav, you want, you can say it's based on the pasuk. By idolatry, the pasuk says in Devarim, v'yisachem kamayu, that don't bring an abomination into your house, meaning avodah zarah, and because or else you would be excommunicated, you're going to be cut off like it. But the word vayisa connotes kol shata mahayim emen, whatever you make from it, harei kumayu, is like it itself. So the waste that comes from the avodah zarah is like the avodah zarah itself. Whereas Gebashar and Niskuk said, by the ox that has to be stoned, the pasuk says in Shemais, lo ye'ochel es besari, tells you can't have benefit, you can't consume its flesh, which tells us besari aser pirshei mutar. Yeah, its flesh is forbidden, but its waste matter is permitted, and therefore those are two different interpretations. What's different, but we brought it in because of the previous Gemara's discussion regarding the extension of the animal, that is something that's preferred, and therefore it's considered part of the animal itself, hence the avodah zarah being forbidden. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding the halachas of the Esnan Zayna. Says the Mishnah, Nosan Lambois. If let's say he gives to the Zayna not an animal, but he gives her monies, so those monies are permitted to be utilized in the purchase of a carpet. But let's say he gives her yenish rushman busalasis, he gives her wines or oils or flour, or anything that in itself is an element that sacrificed on the Mizbeach, which those are Nesachim and the Benachis. So also that is going to be forbidden, just like the animal case of being an Esnan Zayna. Now, Nasala Mukdashin, if let's say he gives her something that is already sanctified as a carbon, so there, as the Gemara is going to explain, the title of Esnan cannot take effect on it. Saril Mutarn. So that animal that he's giving her is going to be a valid carbon to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, Eifes, birds that are unconsecrated, Harei Ela Asurin, they become forbidden to sacrifice if he gives it to her as an Esnan Zayna. Now, as the Mishnah explains, because logic actually would have told us that should not be the case. Because Ma'im HaMakdashin, if we just brought before the case of something that's already sanctified as a carbon, Shamum Paisalban, there a blemish invalidates it from being brought as a carbon. Yet, Ein Esnan HaMechir Chalalayin, but like we just read before, the title of Esnan HaMechir does not take effect on that carbon. So, Oif, so unconsecrated bird, She'ein HaMum Paisalban, where even carbonus of Oif, the blemish is not invalidated because there's no halacha of mum by bird kabanas. Ain additionally, hey esna nemechir chalalav, wouldn't it be a kavochaima that for sure it's even less severe that the esna nemechir should not take effect to invalidate it? Tamalim is supposed to teach in Devarim extra words lachal nedav, anything that's vowed is lahavi esayif, where it says over there, don't bring the esna zayin mechir kelo based on shemakech lachal nedav. What's that coming to say? Lahavi esayif, to bring even the bird carbon that esna zayin and mechir kelo will invalidate. Now, continues the Mishnah, as we had in the opening words of this parak, kol asur l'gav mizbeach, anything that's forbidden for the mizbeach, like all those cases, v'lal d'isei and mutarin, the children, the offspring of those animals, but are permitted. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, however, v'lad treifa, the child of an animal with a mortal defect, lo yukav l'gav mizbeach, cannot be sacrificed on the mizbeach, but it's only regarding the mizbeach. But for a regular person, everyone would agree that the offspring of a treifa animal is permitted, because that offspring is not growing from the animal itself. The animal itself has a mortal defect, but the child is not, it's a kosher species, and therefore the child would be permitted, it's just for the mizbeach that it's forbidden. He says, kesherish yonka min atreifa, a kosher animal that was nursing from a treifa animal, psula gam mizbeach, that would invalidate that animal, that the kosher one, from being sacrificed on the Mizbech. Now concludes the Mishnah related to the idea of treifa that we talked about before. Kala kadoshim shenasu treifa. Any carbon that becomes a treifa has a mortal defect. Im paid naisan, you can't redeem it anymore. Although generally when it develops a blemish, you redeem it. Here it's a treifa, you cannot sacrifice it, but you can't redeem it. Shein paid nasa kadoshim lachin leklavim, because you can't redeem a kadoshim, a carbon, to then feed it to the dogs, because what are you redeeming it for? You can't eat it because it's a treifa. What will you do to feed it to the dogs? That's not appropriate to redeem hektish for that utility, and therefore you can't redeem it. Now, related to the halacha of our Mishnah regarding if he gave her wines and flowers and oils, that's going to be forbidden. But turn about within the braisa, nosen lechit in vasas and silas. Let's say he gave her wheat and she made it into flour. Zeis in vasas and shemen. He gave her olives and she made it into oil. Anav masas and yain. He gave her grapes and she made it into wine. So here we actually have a machlekes. Tana chadas. So in one braisa says they're forbidden. V'tani idich mutar, and the other braisa says it's permitted. So Amrav Yosef, he says that Tani Gurin de Minaspirik, Gurin from this place, Aspirik, which is the name of a place, says, yeah, he recorded a braisa that shows that this is a machlekes. Because Bishami Eist and Basil Matir, Bishami say that it's forbidden, and Basil says it's permitted. What's the reason? So the Gemara explains. Basil Sarv, Basil held, says in the Pasuk, Haim, they, Veloy Valdei Sein, but their children, the offspring, like we said before, are not forbidden. Also, when it says "heim them," means "voleishin nuyein," but not their deviations. It's only what was given to her that's forbidden. But when she changes it from wheat to flour, from olives to oil, from grapes to wine, that's a deviation. That's a change. That's not the thing he gave her. That's going to be permitted. But Bishami Sabi, they held that you're right. "Heim," when it says "them," is "voleival desein." Like we said, yeah, the offspring are not forbidden. But when it says in the pasuk "gam," also, that's an inclusionary terminology. That's l'rabishin nuyem. That's actually coming to include their deviations that still that's forbidden because that's still the thing that was given, just it was changed. So it says Gemara l'beisil ha'ksiv gam. Beisil, it says also, what do they come to include from that? So it says Gemara gam l'beisil ha'kashi, right? The word gam, according to beisil, is a difficulty. What's it coming to include? Now, talking about the braisa, this pasuk in Devarim that talks about l'isovi esnan zayin mechir kelev, it says you cannot bring it beis Hashem lekecha, to the house of Hashem your God. Says the braisa prat lapar, that excludes the par duma, the red heifer, shein bolabais, that's considered a chatas, but it's done not by the azara, not on harabais, since it doesn't come to the base of Migdash, therefore that's not problematic to be used as the par duma, even though it's a esnan zayin mechir kelev. That's the ribalazim. Vachamim, they say something else to darshan from these words. They say l'rabas es harikuin. This is says base Hashem lekecha regarding the house of Hashem Yigar, the base of Megdash, that you cannot do esna zayin mechir kelev, comes to include the plating of the altar. If let's say for the payment of her services he gave her gold, that can't be used for the base Hashem lekecha to actually plate the base of Megdash. So says Gemara Man Chacham, who are these sages that were just quoting their opinion? So Rav Chizki says, Reisa B'Yehudi, because the time of the Brisa, Nosan Lozov, if he gave her gold, Reisa B'Yehudi, he says, Ein Oysen Rekun, you cannot make them plating for the Beis HaMikdash. Afila Chayre Beis HaKapayris, even in the area behind, the area which has the Kapayris, meaning referring to the Beis to the Kachik Hadshim, where that's in the back of the Hechel. Now, there's an area behind the Heichel, all the way in the back of the Hazar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yumin of Chafalf Manav, there was an area of 11 Amma that was in the courtyard behind the Kachik Kachim. Where even over there, where that was a lower level sanctity, even over there, the element of Esnan is forbidden. Where if he gives her building blocks, gold, something to use as a tool's bricks in her Esnan gift, that cannot be used over there to build anything, even in that lesser area of Beis HaShem Lekechem. Now the Mishnah said, Nosalam Bukdashna, if he gave her a sanctified animal, gave her a carbon itself, Harel Mutarn, so that's a valid carbon, that's not going to come and validate it now that as if it's Esnan Zaina that he's giving her a gift for her services. To which the Gemara asks, why? But you Mukdashan, let something that was sanctified, Esnan the Mechir Chalalayan, let the halach of Esnan Mechir take effect in them and invalidate them, Mikavo Chaimer. Why? Uma Oifes, and this is the inverse of what the Mishnah said, if regarding birds, She'enam Mupaisalman, where blemishes do not invalidate them. The balmum is not a problem by bird carbon. Yet esnan mechir chalalein, as we learned in the Mishnah, it says from lechol ned, which we said includes oiv, that it becomes invalidated as esnan mechir. So mukdashim, so sanctified items, shamum paisalam, where the carbonis do become invalidated with a blemish. In addition, she esnan mechir chalalein isn't a kavochaimer that esnan mechir should take effect on them and invalidate it. Tamalem, it says in the pasuk lechol neder, actually the same word in the pasuk, and to anything that's vowed, but that's lohitzi esanoda, that excludes something that already was vowed. This already was sanctified. Yeah, you can't use these animals to bring something that you're vowing. But if it already was muktashin, that's not going to become invalidated if you give it as an esnan or a mechir. Now, on this drush, the Gemara asks, wait, time of the Matina cross. They tell me the reason why you know that it's not going to be a problem for Makdashin is because you have an exclusionary terminology in the Pasuk. But if we didn't have this lachal neder to exclude lachal nader, so what are you saying? So havamin, I would have said kiyav la mukdashin, that when he gives her a carbon, chalalein esna mechir. Then yeah, you would have thought that it's going to take effect esna mechir. On that, as the Gemara, how would you have entertained that? V'alav mamaynehu, but it's not his own money. It's hektishes. It's not his. How could he give it to her to make it forbidden as esna mechir? So Amar Rav Hashi, it says this, that you need a pasuk to exclude it, is talking about specifically b'mana al peschay, where he's including her in the group of his Karban Pesach. For example, if someone already designated an animal for his Karban Pesach, and at a later point in time, he says to his Zayna, he says, cohabit with me, and then I'll include you for the Esnan gift on my group of my Karban Pesach. And for Rebbe, he's going like Rebbe, who has going to shortly quote, since Rebbe says that a person is allowed to include others if he needs money for anything, even just for business purposes. He's allowed to include them on his Karban Pesach. Obviously, we consider it as his own monies, and therefore we would have thought to say that, okay, so it could take effect as Esnan, because it is his own monies. That's why he needed L'chol Neder to L'hoitzi Esanoder, to exclude that, no, Mukdashin is not going to take effect, the halacha of Esna Mechir. Where do we find this halacha of Rabbi? The Tanakh, like, learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Shemais, which the simple translation of the Pasuk in Shemais, Perikud Beis Pasuk Dalet, is, V'im Yimar HaBayis M'yes Misa, if there's not enough people in the house to consume this whole lamb that they take him to Karban Pesach, so they'll take him and his neighbor that's close to his house, the mixas and the fashas, according to the count of people that they have, ishlifi achli, every man according to how much he could eat. The Chesal said they'll be counted to be slaughtering on the lamb, meaning you get a few families together. But the way Rebbe expounds it, it's the first interpretation, then Rebbe says, vim yimen habayis. The way it's being expounded is that his house is diminished, meaning he doesn't have the required necessities that he needs for the Yom Tov Pesach. So that's what the Pasuk is saying is, Miyais Miseh. What that means to say is, Hechayehu, the word Miyais is of Havaya, of existence, Hechayehu Miseh, so bring it to life from the lamb, meaning, so you know what you should do? Include others with yourself on the Karban Pesach, and they're going to pay to be part of your group, and then you'll have money, Mechdeh Achila, which means to say, according to the Tanakhama, is specifically, if let's say, when it says if the house has been diminished, meaning they don't have food to eat, then he could receive his sustenance, his chiyas, his havaya, and his food from the lamb. Meaning, if it doesn't have what to eat, then hachayehu miseh. Okay, so he doesn't have wood to roast his food, which is mechte achila. Then you could be mechayda from the seh. Then you could sell spots in your Karban Pesach. But v'loy mechte mekach. But if let's say he just wants to do business and his mi'at habayis is because he doesn't have business to do, then he can't go ahead and give from his Karban Pesach for that purpose. He can't include other people on his Karban Pesach for that. That's the Tanakam. But Rebbe Yomer, that's who we said we were going like. Af mechtei mekach, he says, no, even with the utility of doing business. Shem ein lo, if he doesn't have money to do business, memana acher mimay al pescha b'chigas, he can include others on the Karban Pesach that he designated and on his Karban Chagiga. Umayis of chulin, and the monies, the proceeds that he gets from that, is chulin, is unconsecrated. It's his own monies. Sh'amanas kein hikdishli so peskim, because that's the intention when the Jewish people sanctify the Karban Pesach, is that if they need to, they could sell spots of it, and it's going to be actually not sanctified. So that's what we're saying. We would have thought to say that it is his own monies, because it's been manahar on his Karban Pesach, which according to Rebbe is his own monies. Therefore, we needed to exclude it, an explicit exclusion from l'chol neder v'loy l'nader, because the realty actually would have taken effect, esnan and mechir, on his monies of his Karban Pesach in his group. Now the Mishnah said, kol asurim l'gav mizbech v'chulu, anything that's forbidden, all these categories that we spoke about in the opening Mishnah, that's forbidden for the Mizbech, the offspring is permitted. So to Amar Ravi says, kol asurim l'gav mizbech, all these that are forbidden to the altar, v'al de sein mutar, their offspring is permitted like the Mishnah said. Now, b'tanei alo, but we learned a brice on that, that v'reb elazar oitzer, he disagrees, he says that no, the offspring are forbidden. Now, Amar Rav Huna bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman, he qualifies this regarding this that we're talking about, this animal that was sodomized, all those categories regarding the fetus of the mother. He says, this machlekes is machlekes she'ibru ul'besef nirvo. It specifically is that they disagreed where the mother animal was impregnated, and then it was sodomized. Oh, so that's what the machlekes is. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, uba yarechimayhu, he held that the fetus is considered a thigh of the mother, it's like part of the mother. So that means to say when the animal was sodomized, it's like the fetus itself was sodomized. So yeah, that's what he says, the flood is going to be asur. But Rabban Sabri Lavi Archimahu, the Rabban held that no, it's not considered the thigh of the mother, it's considered its own distinct entity, and therefore it's going to be permitted, because it wasn't sodomized, the mother was. Avonir Bo, the Saif Ibru, but says Rav Nachman. But if it was first sodomized, and then only later did it become pregnant with this offspring, everyone would agree that's permitted, because there the animal was, itself was never sodomized. That's one interpretation. Rav Amma, he says, no, machlekes kedishin nirbo l'mseif ibru. The machlekes is when the animal was first sodomized, and then it became pregnant. What's a machlekes? Because the Rabbi Eliezer Sava, he held that zevezegerim, when you have this and this causing, meaning, here you have a male animal that has relations with this female animal, which was sodomized, which the female animal is causing the child to come, and so is the father's offspring, which the father's seed. So you're having the causation of this offspring coming through something that's prohibited and something that's permitted, because the father's mutter and the mother's forbidden. He held, so when you have zevezegerim, that's going to be aser. The prohibited element is still going to make the offspring forbidden. So therefore, even though it was first sodomized, it's forbidden, now its child's also going to be forbidden. But Rabban the Sabri zevezegerim mutter, but Rabban held that no, when you have two things causing, and you have something that's permitted, then the offspring is going to be permitted. Aval ibrul b'seif nirbo, but if it was pregnant first, and then it was sodomized, so then says Rav, adivra kol asur, and everyone's going to agree that it's going to be forbidden. And the Gemara explains, because of Rav lo tamei. Dama Rav, as we quoted him earlier on the Amid, he said, Vlad nirvas asura. The fetus, the child, the offspring of an animal that was sodomized is forbidden. Why? Because he who vlad nirvo, he holds it ubi yerachimayu. He says that the mother and the fetus, they were both sodomized. And so too, he said, Vlad nagachas asura, the child of an animal that gored, that it was killed a person, is going to be forbidden. And the offspring, because he who vlad nirvo, the animal and its offspring, the child that's inside, both gored. And therefore, again, because he holds Obeyerich and Imayhu, therefore he holds everyone would agree in that case that it would be forbidden. That's one version. Lishna Chuin Amrla, there was a different version that said the Machlek is differently. Amrav Huna Barchinna, Amrav Nachman, he says, Machlek is Shanirbu Kishem Mukdashin. The Machlek is was when the animal was sodomized, when it was already sanctified. The Rabbi Laza Sava, he held that this that was saying that the offspring is going to be forbidden is because Bizim Milsa. It's a disgrace. Here you have this carbon that the child was considered a vlada of a carbon, that to use it itself is a disgrace because it was sodomized when it was already a carbon. But Rabban Savri Loi, they held that no, it's not considered disgrace, and it was the mother that was sodomized, and therefore the child offspring is going to be permitted. Avon Nirvu Kishen Chulin, but he says, but if let's say they were sodomized together, but when it was unconsecrated, then Hayil Vishtanu, since it changes status when it becomes sanctified, so Divrei Kol Matar, then everyone would agree that even if it was sodomized when it was pregnant, Ibru, it was Ibru, and then Nirvo that was sodomized when they were both in there, still it's going to be permitted because it's not a disgrace. It changed when it was Hukdash, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, Rav Amar of Nachman, he says, Machlekes kishen Nirvu kishen Chulin. No, he says the Machlekes is that if it was sodomized when they were unconsecrated. Bizimilsa says it's a disgrace because here ultimately the fetus was inside when it was sodomized, even though it was chulin, therefore it's going to be forbidden. Rabban Sarvi says, no, hoil vashtan return, since it changed statuses, it's going to be permitted. Al nirbo, kshem ukdashim, but if they were sodomized when it was already karban, when it was already sanctified, divrak kolasrun, then everyone's going to agree that this is a disgrace where you have both of them are being sodomized and it's already hektish, it's not going to change when you're going to make it into Hektish. And if there, that's the case that he says, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be forbidden for this Vlad of the case of Nirbo when they were sodomized.